Let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And I ran, and I ran. Chris Uzinski here. Welcome to Running Flat Radio on a beautiful November evening. You know, there's so much going on in running, and I wanted to engage a couple friends of mine, especially Jim Crist, who's going to join us tonight on the show. He's going to be our first guest. And Jim is you're probably familiar with him for a couple different reasons. If you've listened to the past 72 shows on podcast, Jim is also known as Pacer Jim. From marathonpacing.com. He's also a USATF official, and he's also the race director of a really cool race called A Christmas Story Run in Cleveland, Ohio. Yep, leg lamps, pink bunny outfits, all that stuff. It's going to be a real treat. So tune into that. Jim will be coming up in a couple minutes. And of course, Ben from iRun Magazine, Ben Kaplan, the editor-in-chief, will be joining us to talk about the latest in running news. And then, of course, Song of the Week. We always pick a really cool song to kind of throw into your playlist and keep it fresh when you go running. So look, it's been an exciting week around here. A person who's been on a couple times in the history of this show, Lionel Sanders, had sub-8-houred an Ironman in Arizona. He is one of literally a handful of Canadians who've ever sub-8-houred a Ironman. So congratulations to our good friend Lionel Sanders, and hopefully we'll have him on before Christmas. We're going to take a Christmas hiatus, and then we're also down in Los Angeles for the marathon trials for the U.S. Track team for Rio. So somewhere in there, I like to, before the holidays, I like to get him in and talk about the amazing season that he's had and what he also learned in Kona when he went to Kona to the World Championships this year. So we'll get him in hopefully sometime in December we'll do that. Maybe if not, maybe sooner. On Running Flat Radio, if you're unfamiliar with the show, it's a show basically all about endurance sports. It's about running. It's about sometimes cycling. We kind of dive into the issues around cycling and triathlon. But mostly it's about you. It's about giving you the ammunition and the stories and kind of reinforcing that, you know what? You need to get out. You need to put the shoes on. You need to get off the couch. And you need to go out the door, go down the driveway. You need to go to the next driveway and then the one after that and then the light post and the stop sign and then just keep going. And it's all about you, trying to get you fit, trying to get you healthy. And at the same time, hopefully entertain you and educate you with some great guests. Because you know what you find and I've been in the running biz for quite a while. You find that every runner has a story. And that's the beauty of this sport, is that every runner has an inspiration. And they always give back to the sport as well. And that's the other beauty of the running industry. So, you know what, when I talk about industry, Running Flat is a company that puts on endurance events. So we're done for the season. Zombie Chase in October was our last race. And we're in the process right now of obviously planning 16 and 17. Believe it or not, we do permit 15, 16 months in advance for some cities. And, you know, we have a number of races that are open. One is open and sold out very quickly and closed, the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. And now, the one that's open and that's really feverish in registration, it's about a quarter of the way sold out, is Le Chocolat. It's one of our premier events. It's our first event, really, of the 2016 series. And it's in May, May 1st. It's a Mother's Day primer. It's always the week before Mother's Day. And it's an incredible event for a lot of reasons. One is it's the only event that closes down Riverside Drive from Walker Road all the way to the bridge, leaving you with mostly a four-lane roadway to actually do your race and do your run, do your walk, whatever you want to do that day. It doesn't matter. Just grab a bunch of friends, register and do it. Whether it's a 5K, 5K run, 5K walk, there's a 10K walk, a 10K run, and there's our half marathon, which is a double loop of that course. And that's a really popular event, especially from the ladies from Ottawa. We get an awful lot of women from Ottawa and Toronto, and now there's a lot from Toledo that are registering for the half marathon, which is great to see because it's this iconic piece of real estate that, you know, we all take for granted if you're local, if you're listening to the show locally within like Windsor, Detroit. But you know what? We got this amazing view on the Canadian side of the American side that's unbelievable. And, you know, that's what really makes this race special. Not just that, there is lots of chocolate involved, especially at the very end of the race. We give you this gift box full of chocolate goodies. And there's also your swag. And your swag is really special. I can't tell you a lot about it right this very minute because we're in the process of just finalizing some of the art. But it is wine. It is a red and a white. And it comes in a gift case that's reusable for quite a long time. And we'll be releasing that along with the metal art probably closer to Christmas. And just kind of keep you informed of what's been going on. So Le Chocolat, go to runningflat.com. Registration's early bird. It's super low. You're going to do it anyway. So you might as well register and have some fun. And, you know, get your mom, you know, get your next door neighbor, get your friends, and, you know, get everybody involved. Because that's the beauty of that race is that. And, of course, we raise money for Sparky's Toy Drive. So there's lots of firefighters on the course at the water stations and, of course, handing medals out. Go to our Facebook page for Le Chocolat, and you'll see all kinds of pictures from last year. And there's also a really cool YouTube video on the race. Just check it all out. You'll be fine with that. A couple other things that are going on with Running Flat. There is a seminar that we are planning for early next year. And it's a seminar based on branding and understanding branding and developing your brand. We at Running Flat own everything we do except for the Color Run, which we do race direct, but we don't own it. Obviously, that's owned by Travis Snyder out of Utah. But everything else we own and we've trademarked and we've branded and we've developed those brands. So, you know, what's really unique about the running culture is that we're always giving back and we're always telling people what we do so we can raise and elevate the sport in what we do. So we've decided that in probably late January, we're going to have a seminar at a local theater and talk about what it takes to brand an event. Or a company, and then, you know, and then developing the passion around that and really making it relevant to your end users and your clients. So watch for that on runningflat.com and also through our weekly feed. We send out a weekly email that talks about all of our events and what we do. So, you know what, you're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800. We'll be right back with Jim Crist after these messages.
Just in time for the holidays. Right now, save on all women's fashions. It's our lowest prices of the season on glitter knit dresses. Now just $34.99. Regular price $89.99. Plus, save 50% off other regular price dresses. And get the lowest prices of the season with our buy one, get one free on kids' regular price fashions from Levi's, U.S. Polo Association, Nevada, Adidas, and more. Some exclusions apply. Hurry into Sears and Sears.ca for Sears Days on now.
AM 800 Weather is sponsored by Devonshire Mall. Shop close to home this Black Friday, November 27th, and you could win one of three $250 mall gift cards. Doors open early. Visit DevonshireMall.com for details.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. Mainly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of rain and a low of 12. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with periods of rain in the afternoon, reaching a high of 17. Thursday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, the high 7. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high plus 5. Saturday, cloudy with a 60% chance of rain or flurries with a high plus 2. Once again, for tonight, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, a low 12.
You know, there's probably a 100% chance you'll want to miss your root canal. And maybe a
50% chance you'll want to miss your high school reunion.
But there's a 0% chance you'll want to miss the Sweet 16s Are Here event at your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram retailer. We've got 0% financing on our newest, best-selling 2016 models, including Dodge Journey and Dodge Grand Caravan. On now at your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram retailer.
Hey, it's Chris Uzinski. Look, you had a decent year, but you want to get more out of your running. Sub 20, a 5K, go to Boston, or just lose more weight without all the hocus pocus. Well, we can help you do that. In partnership with our friends at Additional Nutritional, we've made personal training really easy. And it's a custom app that's built right around you, customized to you with all the workouts and all the encouragement designed to get you going every single day. It even has recipes and a weekly call. Or hey, look, 24/7, you can get a hold of one of the trainers and talk to them and get your questions answered. We can get you to your goals guaranteed. For more information, go to runningflat.com and click on the fitness app. That's runningflat.com.
I have a bit of a commute.
The afternoon news
keeps people informed.
I listen for traffic reports.
Stay up on topics. Stay up on great issues.
Weekdays 3 till 6 on AM 800.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. You know, my guest is a dear friend of mine. He's the owner of MarathonPacing.com. He's also a USA Track and Field official, and he's a racer, and he's also the voice of the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon, which if you attend the event, you'll hear him right away and you'll notice him right away. Welcome to the show, Jim Crist.
Chris, it's an honor to be here with you tonight.
You know what? It's always great having you on. So, you know, there's so much stuff I want to cover off because you're a world of knowledge. So let's talk a little bit about how the pacing year has gone for Marathon Pacing.
Pacing has been very busy. We've added some new events. In fact, I just got back from South Padre Island, Texas, southernmost
nice.
Point of Texas, where we had a brand new marathon, an inaugural event this year. Dave McGilvery from the Boston Marathon was down as the dinner speaker, and then the MarathonPacing.com pace team was pacing the event. And it was one of the roughest events we've run because the temperature in South Texas is not as comfortable as the temperature in Windsor, Ontario.
It's a little humid.
It was humid up in the 70s. The temp itself was at 77 degrees Fahrenheit. The bright sun was out. And South Padre Island is a long, narrow island with sand dunes, and the winds were about 15 miles an hour. So basically, when you were running this event, you were also getting kind of a sandblasted facial at the same time.
Wow.
It was very rugged, but I have to say that we finished. And
yep.
And about 400 marathoners finished, and about 1,600 half-marathoners, and a huge percentage of those were women.
Nice.
Which is one of the trends we'll probably talk about in running. Over two-thirds of the finishers there were women.
Yeah, I do want to touch upon that. But for those who aren't familiar with what Jim is talking about, pacing is in larger professional races where you have a half marathon or a marathon, there will be pacers involved in those races. And what they'll do is they'll hold a sign, they'll have a little uniform on or a shirt that kind of says, hey, you know who they are. And they're usually pacing to a specific time. So like let's say a 2 hour mark in a half marathon, you'll have a pacer who's gonna get you from start to finish at that 2 hour mark. Because that's your goal that you want to complete the half marathon in. So, I mean, typically, Jim, what we're talking like maybe 12 or 13 pacers in depending on the size of the event, I guess.
Yeah, it absolutely depends on the size. For example, your own Les Chocolat half marathon.
Yep.
At that event, we have 10 pacers, and we cover times as relaxed as 3 hours.
Right.
Which is quite appropriate to the field that enters that event. Right across the river, we've got the Detroit Marathon, of course, a very large event by comparison, and there
right.
we had over 40 pacers at this year's Detroit Marathon event.
And that's for half and full?
For for the half and the full, covering times as fast as 3:05, which is the fastest Boston qualifying time for the Boston Marathon, and then all the way to the end of the race, the course limit at 7 hours.
So I got to ask, how many races do you do a year?
MarathonPacing.com has about 40 events a year, and I'd say two-thirds of those are full marathons, and one-third of those would be half marathons.
And how many do you actually do yourself?
I tend to go to about two-thirds of the events, and if I'm at an event, I'm pacing, so I'm either pacing a full marathon or a half marathon. I'll end up pacing maybe 20 times in the course of the year.
That's a lot of mileage, Jim.
Well, that's why I grab a half marathon opportunity anytime I can. It's not like I need more miles. And the half marathon is a great event.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know in Detroit, you do the half on the U.S. side, because the last couple of years I've missed you.
Yes, they've added just a couple years ago a half marathon in the second half of the course. For those American runners that can't find their way into Canada, and there's a number of reasons, maybe they haven't prepared and gotten an enhanced driver's license or a passport in time, so they can still come out and run the half marathon.
Right. How did you start this?
You know, it all started, I think, with my very first marathon. I was running the Pittsburgh Marathon back in 1981. At the time, it was a little 1.2-mile loop and then five-mile loops around a lake in Pittsburgh. And I was fairly young then. I was 27 years old, I think, and ran the marathon. And then at the end of the race, I looked at my splits for the five-mile loops, and they were all 35 minutes. They varied hardly at all. So I tend to have a natural ability to run an even pace. And after I was on the very first Cliffshot National Pace team, which is about 16 years ago, I then realized that smaller events and medium-sized events really need professional pacing services, which
right.
Cliffshot, of course, was as a corporately sponsored team, was targeting very large races. So MarathonPacing.com serves races, large races, such as the Detroit Marathon.
Right.
Medium-sized races, which I'll put La Chocolat in that category, nice size event. And we even have some very small events. The Albany, Georgia Marathon, which I was just working on today, has about 500 finishers.
Nice. And it takes you to some amazing locales as well.
Well, we are all over North America. So if you look at our furthest north, I suppose that would be Windsor, Ontario. Our furthest south, there's South Padre Island, and then coming up in January, Miami, Florida.
Nice. So, you know, you must have seen some amazing trends happen in all these years as well.
Well, the greatest trend, I would say, would be the inclusion of all athletes, not just young, fast, speedy men. That first marathon that I referenced back in 1981.
Yep.
I still have the results sheet from that race. There were about 350 finishers. I'm in the category that says men 25 to 29.
Right.
And the categories are all broken down into age groups. The very last age group on the results sheet is called women, and it has six competitors. So that was 1981. Now, if you look at a results sheet from a marathon or a half marathon, you'll find 50% in marathons and two-thirds in half marathons tend to be women.
Right. And you'll also see the age group dramatically increased as well. You'll see, you know, some 16, 17-year-olds, and then you'll go right to 80-year-olds.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, you'll see older and slower runners. But it's a wonderful trend because it's all about wellness and participation and getting off the couch and moving yourself forward.
Absolutely. And I keep telling people that this is the only sport I can think of that actually you can do at any age. You can pick it up at any age and be really decent at it too, almost at any age. You know, it really is incredible to me that running as an event or a pastime or as a hobby is ageless.
it really seems to be that way. And if you think about these people that are in their 50s and 60s and older that are running, they're still finishing marathons. They're still finishing half marathons. That's a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, and starting, right? I mean, it's a whole journey. I mean, end off with you guys and the care that you take with the runners in those timing groups. But really, what's amazing is them making that decision early on, making the commitment, going to maybe the local running shoe store, talking to the guys there about getting in the right shoes and getting the right gear and developing that program, and then maybe talking to a neighbor and getting a neighbor involved, because it's always easier to do when you got a buddy, right?
And absolutely, and setting a training up those programs. Partner.
Yes, someone who will encourage you, someone who you don't want to let down. You know, I think that's probably one of the biggest benefits of doing that. And it's something that, we're always saying, you can do this. You can do this. You can start by walking, going post to post, going driveway to driveway. You can do this. And it doesn't matter. We're going to have a warm winter this year. It's going to be awesome out there this year. So, get involved. Get involved now.
Well, and even if it's not warm, if you have a running partner and someone's expecting you to show up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. to get that five-mile run in, that gives you some extra encouragement to get out of bed.
It does. It absolutely does. Jim, can you hold off through the break?
Absolutely.
Awesome, because I want to talk to you about a Christmas Story Run. And you can check out more information about Christmas Story Run at achristmasstoryrun.com. We're going to be back right after the news and these messages on Running Flat Radio.
Do you fold or do you call? Are you a pretender or are you a player? The Legend Has Arrived Poker Tournament is back at Caesars Windsor, November 27th to the 29th. A no-limit Texas Hold'em tourney where you could win a piece of $200,000 and meet Chris Moneymaker. Qualifying runs November 15th to the 26th. Register early to lock down your seat. Sponsored by Coors Banquet. Know your limit. Play within it. Must be 19 or older. For official rules, visit the Poker Room or CaesarsWindsor.com.
Hey, it's Chris Uzinski. Look, you had a decent year, but you want to get more out of your running. Sub 20, a 5K, go to Boston, or just lose more weight without all the hocus pocus. Well, we can help you do that. In partnership with our friends at Additional Nutritional, we've made personal training really easy. And it's a custom app that's built right around you, customized to you with all the workouts and all the encouragement designed to get you going every single day. It even has recipes and a weekly call, or hey, look, 24/7, you can get a hold of one of the trainers and talk to them and get your questions answered. We can get you to your goals guaranteed. For more information, go to runningflat.com and click on the fitness app. That's runningflat.com. It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Mike McDonald.
The Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority is holding an open house this hour for, another half hour anyway. Closes at 8 o'clock at the Ambassador Golf Club. An update on the new border crossing between Windsor and Detroit is on display, and border officials will be available for questions. Bridge slated to open in 2020. An update to the class action lawsuit filed against Volkswagen. Back in September, Sutt Strasburg Law Firm in Windsor, along with two other firms in London and Toronto, launched a $1 billion class action lawsuit after it was discovered the automaker intentionally installed software designed to switch engines to a cleaner mode during official emissions testing. It was first believed that only diesel engines were part of the scandal. Now it appears regular gas-powered vehicles are now involved. Town of Tecumseh is recruiting snow and leaf angels. For the second year in a row, the town is looking for volunteers to rake leaves and shovel snow for seniors and those with disabilities. For more information on the program, you can visit the town's website. In sports, the Leafs are home to Colorado tonight. In junior C hockey, Essex home to Alvinston. In the NBA tonight, the Pistons are home to the Cavaliers. Raptors are visiting Golden State. From the AM 800 Weather Center, mainly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of showers, getting down to a low of 12. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy with periods of rain in the afternoon, the high 17. Right now it is 14 Celsius or 57 Fahrenheit. I'm Mike McDonald, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Uzinski. My my guest tonight is Jim Crist, a dear friend who owns MarathonPacing.com. He's also a USATF race official, and he's also a race director for a race called A Christmas Story Run. Hey, Jim, just before we get to the Christmas Story Run, you know, obviously the IAAF information that's been going on regarding the Russians has been really front and center for probably about 8-9 days now. In the running world, and everyone's kind of wondering when the other shoes are going to drop, too, for some of the other countries involved in this. But can I get maybe some of your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that, you know, what the Russians have done apparently has been systemic through the entire years, number of years, and throughout all levels of the country. So the concept that they're going to turn this around in time to get into the Rio Olympics will surprise me, although that's some of the recent press that's come out. Fortunately, the person overseeing all this is now Dick Pound.
Yeah, he's not an easy guy to deal with.
I imagine that he's not going to be a pushover.
No, sir. He will not be a pushover.
As you know, former competitive swimmer and former head of, I believe he was the head of your Olympic committee in Canada.
Right.
And so he's certainly going to be a guy that's not going to be easily convinced, and I think that's great because you really need to clean up this whole sport. You can't have an entire country or countries that are systemically participating in doping and have any semblance of fairness there.
Why do you think it's taken so long?
Well, there clearly has been a lot of under-the-table money passed around. Now, that's come out in the reports, and you know, people have lost their jobs now, very appropriately so. Some of it could be very cultural. I mean, people think that as long as they can get away with stuff, they should get away with stuff. I know that's not the way that we think here in North America, but there's other parts of the world.
My gut feeling is that this is just the tip of an iceberg. And it has a lot of ramifications, and not just for Rio, but really for years to come. And I've talked to a lot of insiders over the last number of weeks about this, really since the Alberto Salazar stuff started happening a couple months ago. And, you know, every one of them said to me, you know what? We're kind of where cycling was 5 years ago. And I'm like, wow. I would never have imagined it being that bad, but you know what? I guess time will tell as all this gets vetted out.
Well, I think that's a good analogy. I mean, cycling was at an extreme low point, and once the revelations came out about the doping in cycling, you heard more and more and more, and found it was systemic in a number of areas.
Right.
And I think we're going to find some of that in running, not just Russia.
No, and I think it's a little broader than that. But anyway, we'll see how that unrolls. So, look, you're a race director for this really cool run. Let's talk a little bit about that.
The Christmas Story Run. It's the third year. This is a fundraising event, and it all centers around the Christmas Story House and around Higbee's Department Store, which is another, of course, location of the movie. Both are in Cleveland. The Higbee's Department Store is downtown. It's now actually operating as a casino, but it is the starting location of the event. And then about 3 miles later, running through the streets of Cleveland, you're out in the Tremont area and at the Christmas Story House, which is the exact house from the movie that's been fully restored, exterior and interior, with a number of original period furniture pieces, and also pieces from the movie.
That's awesome. And so this is your third year doing this, and there's a 5K and a 10K, correct?
Absolutely. If we start downtown and run out to the house, there's the 5K. If we keep on running and run back downtown, that's the 10K. About two-thirds of our participants are 5K participants. The other one-third is participating in the 10K, and so many of the 5K participants really are not what you would call regular runners, but they have such an affinity for the movie that they come out and they will walk the event, and maybe this is an entry into running for some of these people that will continue on after simply going to the Christmas Story House.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really one of those things that, like, even with running flat, the fun runs that we do, we make them so fun and try to get as many people involved in them, hoping that maybe you want to do a half marathon one day or a 10K one day, and you catch the bug, you know, in regards to our sport. So what's really neat about this event is not that it just centers around the Christmas story, but you also get to take a piece of it home with you. And you know, the medal this year are the two leg lamps running with the pink bunny costume running, which is just awesome. Really, it is, Jim.
Yes, our running leg lamp has really caught on, and we've got that as a theme consistently in all 3 years. This year is the year of the bunny, the pink nightmare, as he exclaimed. We've got Mr. and Mrs. Claus that are participating at our award ceremony for the runners. The top prizes for the top three runners, male and female, are leg lamps.
Awesome. Hey, and you serve Ovaltine.
At the finish line, we've got cookies, bagel bites, bananas, yogurt, and hot Ovaltine. Not just hot chocolate, but branded Ovaltine. And we've got that both at the 5K finish and the 10K finish. So
that's great.
You know, come on out. And also at the 10K finish, which is also the same zone as our starting zone, we have a Jumbotron. And guess what movie's playing on that as you cross over the finish line?
I can't imagine.
Last year, after the 10K finish, runners just stood around, ate a few cookies, drank some Ovaltine, and watched their favorite scenes from the movie.
That's awesome. And this is the third year for it. It's in Cleveland. For more information about this run, achristmasstoryrun.com has all the registration. What's really unique about this event is obviously its brand. I mean, you know, the Christmas Story is such an iconic brand in many of our hearts, right? Like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, you know, of that generation. So, but there's also a virtual side to this event. Can you explain to folks who are out there what a virtual run is?
Well, for our Canadian viewers or listeners that don't want to make it all the way down to Cleveland, you can actually run this race virtually, meaning run it right in your own neighborhood, right in your own city. We have virtual registration, which is the same price as the Cleveland registration, and we will mail out a race bib. We'll mail out the race shirt, which is just a gorgeous long sleeve shirt with the Christmas Story icons on the shirt. We'll mail out the finisher medal, and you just go out and run your 5K or 10K or get some friends together. Many people hold Christmas Story run parties and get a whole group together and then go out and do the run and have their own Ovaltine and have their own celebration afterwards.
I'm going to do it. That's it. I'm going to do it.
So we'd love to be shipping some virtual run kits over to Canada.
Oh, you will.
There's still plenty of time to do that. The virtual run registration right now closes on November 22nd, and that gives us enough time to get the kits shipped out before the December race date.
Okay, good. That's good to know. And otherwise, drive to Cleveland. I mean, it's a great ride down the turnpike, and Cleveland is a wonderful town if you've never gotten the chance to visit it. Jim, thanks. You know, it's been great talking to you.
Chris, I appreciate being on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to some great running flat events next year. I can't wait until La Chocolat.
Oh, yeah, La Chocolat for sure. And then don't forget Peely, which is, you know, sold out. So we're going to have some fun. Thanks, Jim.
We had fun last year at Peely with the most rugged weather that anyone could run a half marathon in terms of the storm that hit the island. And everyone was just so thrilled and so happy to be finished with the event.
Oh, there's a lot of video floating around about that one. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Chris. Have a good evening.
Jim Chris joins us. He is the owner of MarathonPacing.com and a dear friend to Running Flat, and wish him all the best. And if you check it out, this is really an awesome run. It is a Christmas Story run.com for more information. You are listening to Running Flat Radio. It is that time of the week where we're going to do Song of the Week. And, you know, in memory of what happened to Paris, this is the Eagles of Death Metal with Say a Prayer on Running Flat Radio.
holiday season, let's share, feast, laugh, and spend time with family and friends. Let's savor a fabulous glass of wine while putting the finishing touches on the holiday menu. Let's stay up long past bedtime. Let's cozy up by the fire with rich winter ale. And let's make some memories that will last all the way until next year. Let's get together. You can find something new to inspire your holiday celebrations at the LCBO.
Hey, it's Chris Uzinski. Look, you had a decent year, but you want to get more out of your running. Sub 20, a 5K, go to Boston, or just lose more weight without all the hocus pocus. Well, we can help you do that. In partnership with our friends at Additional Nutritional, we've made personal training really easy. And it's a custom app that's built right around you, customized to you with all the workouts and all the encouragement designed to get you going every single day. It even has recipes and a weekly call. Or hey, look, 24/7, you can get a hold of one of the trainers and talk to them and get your questions answered. We can get you to your goals guaranteed. For more information, go to runningflat.com and click on the fitness app. That's runningflat.com.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a TV? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Tepperman's.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. Mainly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of rain and a low of 12. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with periods of rain in the afternoon, reaching a high of 17. Thursday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, the high 7. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high plus 5. Saturday, cloudy with a 60% chance of rain or flurries with a high plus 2. Once again, for tonight, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, a low 12.
Winter's coming, but it's not the end of bike season. Many cyclists continue to ride through the cold months. When driving a motorized vehicle, be aware and leave 1 meter when passing cyclists. It's the law. When you're on a bike, follow the rules of the road. Stay visible by wearing bright, reflective clothing and use reflectors and lights on your bike. We all need to get home safely, so let's continue to share the road. Brought to you by the Windsor Bicycling Committee.
Radio, Chris Uzinski. Song of the week was Eagles of Death Metal, Say a Prayer, Duran Duran cover. This is the band that was on stage at the Bataclan during the terrorist attack. Just to kind of give you some reference on that. You're listening to Running Flat Radio. That's a great cover. It's now time to bring in our good friend from iRun Magazine, Ben Kaplan.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Good, 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 good.
So you've got a new issue that's hitting the stands soon.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving it message. And I'd like to say that our cover person, Melissa Bishop, is someone I met through you. So thank you for that. Yeah,
no,
very cool.
My pleasure. She's nothing short of amazing. So.
Yeah. And I tell you, it's so inspiring, and just the way that she talks about her career and the way she's gone through her sort of trials and tribulations is something that any runner, any person can relate to.
Yeah, and she's so down to earth, and what you see is what you get. She's just a wonderful human being and a great high performance athlete. So we wish her all the best in the next number of months as she qualifies for her spot to go to Rio.
Yeah, well, and again, man, I really appreciate it because that did come straight for you.
No, that's
straight
okay,
from
man.
You.
So tell me about what else you guys got cooking on the iRun cover.
Well, I'm excited because another one of your guests is Dr. Jack Daniels, who's I think he's 88 now, and he's been coaching Olympians since the 60s. He did a training guide for us for the 5K and the half marathon and the marathon. So it's a lot of fun when you can get, like, you know, the best people in the world. So let's just say you were Melissa Bishop, for instance, and this is somebody of the caliber of her coach or who her coach would inspire to be, and have this guy just hook up with, like, you know, a couple of everyday hoofers like you and I and actually give us a training program. So that's exciting. I like when we're able to do things like that, like use our power for good.
I think I'm way more than a hoofer than you are, my friend.
Well, but the point is, so that is that's exciting, and he's a gentleman, as you know as well.
He is, you know, and I kind of ran out of time. I always just wanted to ask him, like when he's checking into a hotel and he says, "I'm Dr. Jack Daniels."
Oh, I know. The name is hilarious. And he doesn't drink. He doesn't drink at all because he lost his brother. His brother was hit down by a drunk driver, and since then, and that was like in the 70s, so he hasn't touched a sip. 50 years, I know, with Jack Daniels. You believe it?
Now, that's an interesting story.
There it is, man.
Yeah, and I was talking earlier when I opened the show about how every runner has a story.
Totally. I love that.
And that was really the inspiration for the show was to kind of bring to the rest of the world who may be non-running or really doesn't care about running. It's so funny. I go to the grocery store and people come up to me and say, "You know what? I'm never going to run, but I listen to your show."
I love that.
And I'm like, okay, that's good. But you know, the point is, you know, you got to get out, man. Like, you got to do the walk. You got to do the jog. You got to get out. And but every runner has a story because all people have this inspiration within them. And that's really the whole reason why we kind of developed the show and pick the guests we do, and you know, and we just try to kind of explain everything ahead of time. So when you do eventually go to an event or a race, it's already kind of spelled out for you, know what to expect. So,
can I go out on a limb here?
Because no.
I have an idea as much as you do that goes with this. Every runner has a story. I have this thing that I've had in my head for forever, and I haven't been able to sort of implement it, but maybe we can launch it on your show, and you and I can sort of follow up. It was this thing like hashtag or pound, every sneaker tells a story.
Mm.
And, you know, the idea is, because my wife wanted me to throw out my old shoes, right? You know, I'm sure you're like me, where you've got all 30 pairs of shoes.
Sure.
That you just, yeah. Anyway, but some of them, they're near and dear to me. Like, you know, I can't get rid of these shoes. I ran Boston in 2001 in them.
Right.
So, yep. Okay, but these, you know, they're taking up space. We have a little place in Toronto. Anyway, the idea is every sneaker tells a story. And through that, you can have, like, these little sort of narratives of, you know, your life in sneakers. And whether it's the time that you, you know, your first shoe that you got started in, or when you ran a race, or, you know, whatever it is, but just the personal, the idea that every runner has a story, that every shoe, every sneaker tells a story, that these items become more than that. And I'd love to, like, gather as many as we can
and
publish them. So it's something I've been thinking about forever, but I haven't officially launched yet. So maybe this could be a running flat. I run.
I love it.
If you're interested, if you like it.
I love it. And then we'll compile it like a chicken soup storybook.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about.
But it'll be more like a mushroom gazpacho or something.
Yes, a spicy Polish sausage.
There you go.
Yeah, so, like it.
Because every one of them does have an amazing story. And, you know, there's a couple guys that I know who do some really strange ritualistic things with their shoes.
Whoa.
For instance, you know, where they run a race, you know, where they PB'd, they retire that pair of shoes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's funny. That's really interesting. I haven't heard that.
Oh, yeah. So,
that's very cool.
So, like, there's, like, this entire bookshelf of just shoes, you know, like from different, yeah, like, yeah. And I hope they don't give them nicknames and stuff like that. Like, oh, it's Charlie over there.
Yeah,
you know, who knows? I don't know.
That's awesome.
If they talk back, you really got to start running. But I do know guys who've gone to Boston and say, you know what, that's my Boston pair of shoes. It goes in a special box, and you know, and they put it away because, you know, that, or, you know, my first marathon shoes. And you, if you are a marathon runner, if you are going through the marathon training programs, dude, you're going through shoes, man. You're eating shoes for a living.
Yeah.
And, you know, because, you know, the average pair of shoes, you know, if you can get 400 out of them, you know, I think you'd be lucky.
Yeah.
Depending on your gait and how you run and, you know, what shoes you're choosing and on and on and on. But you know, if you are training for a marathon, you know, you're probably going to go through at least three pairs of shoes, you know, within that beginning to race, and, well, at least two for sure.
Yeah, but we can even take it down a notch, because I don't want people to feel like, oh, if I haven't run the Olympics, my shoes don't qualify. Like, you know, I have stories like, you know, when I first started running, I didn't want to buy any sneakers, so I just inherited a pair from my dad. So it's like, you know, so that's just a pair of shoes that, like, you know, my dad's shoes. Or you can have a pair of shoes that, like, you know, that you just got, you know, the shoes that you wore twice and stepped in a creek and messed them up. Or whatever it is, like, the story could be funny. It doesn't always have to be, like, you know, the time you rescued a kitten. And it could just be, you know, every story is good. It's like every runner has a story, and every story is good. They're relatable.
The time I bounced off that F-150. Yeah. And I kept the shoes on. They didn't leave me that time. You know, oh, yeah. Things happen out there. We all need to talk about it, but, you know, things do happen.
Oh, that's just the thing. And I used to, yeah, that's just the thing. So with the good, the bad, and the ugly, we want your stories because they're relatable. Guess what?
Hashtag every sneaker tells a story.
Let's do it, baby.
I think you're onto something here, my friend.
I tell you, I've been carrying this around for 5 years, and I have never done anything with it. So hopefully one of these days.
Yeah, I love it. You're listening to Running Flat Radio. Thanks, Ben.
Cheers, my friend.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother.
All the best. Ben Kaplan is the editor-in-chief of iRun Magazine here on Running Flat Radio. You haven't listened to Running Flat Radio. What I want you to do is to make sure you talk to your doctor first. Make sure you can go running. Make sure you can do a stressful activity. Go to a medical professional first and then start running. We'd love to have you at one of our events. Don't forget, Canada Day is going to be opening up in the next couple weeks as well, as we choose who the top three will be. We'll announce that on this show. And for more information about this show, podcasts, races, fitness apps, whatever you need, go to runningflat.com. I'm Chris Uzinski, and until next week, keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Running Flat Radio is a paid program.
Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.